Morning Watch. The factor of closely following the completed vision of the age through the ministry of the age, week 2, Saturday. Related verses. 2 Corinthians 4:1. Therefore, having this ministry, as we have been shown mercy, we do not lose heart. 2 Corinthians 11:2-3. For I am jealous over you with a jealousy of God. For I betrothed you to one husband to present you as a pure virgin to Christ. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your thoughts would be corrupted from the simplicity and the purity toward Christ. Psalm 45:1-2, 8-9, 11 and 14-15. My heart overflows with a good matter. I speak what I have composed concerning the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. You are fairer than the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. All your garments smell of myrrh and aloes of cassia. From palaces of ivory, harp springs have made you glad. The daughters of kings are among your most prized. The queen stands at your right hand in the gold of Ophir. Thus the king will desire your beauty, because he is your Lord. Worship him. She will be led to the king in embroidered clothing. The virgins behind her, her companions, will be brought to you. They will be led with rejoicing and exultation. They will enter the king's palace. Related reading. Paul's word in 2 Corinthians 11:2 touches our heart in a deep way and stirs up our love for the Lord Jesus. After reading a portion of a life study message, you once again begin to feel that as the bridegroom, the Lord Jesus is lovely and precious. Spontaneously you say, "O Lord Jesus, dear bridegroom, I love you. Lord, thank you for your word, for your ministry, and for your recovery." The genuine ministry stirs up our love for the Lord Jesus as our bridegroom. We need to see from 11:2 that we have been betrothed to one husband in order to be presented as a pure virgin to Christ. Therefore, we should say, "Our dear Lord Jesus is our unique husband, and I am part of his virgin. I don't care for doctrine or theology. I care only for the ministry that ministers Christ to me. He is the pleasant and dear one whom I love." In chapter 11, Paul reminds the believers at Corinth that he has engaged them to one husband, not to present them as students of theology, but to present them as a pure virgin to Christ. Whenever there is the preaching of the genuine gospel and the real Jesus with a sincere spirit, the Lord Jesus will be ministered to others so that they may appreciate him, love him, follow him, and take him as everything. Throughout the centuries, many have preached from the Bible and taught the Bible, but their preaching and teaching nevertheless distracted the believers from the precious person of the Lord Jesus Christ. In principle, such ones distract the believers in the same way as that taken by the serpent in Genesis 3. Psalm 45:8b says, "From palaces of ivory, harp strings have made you glad." In this verse, palaces signify local churches. Ivory signifies the resurrection life of Christ, and harp strings signify praises. The local churches, which are beautiful in the eyes of the Lord and which are his expression, are built with the resurrection life of Christ. And from the local churches are the praises that make him glad. As we praise the Lord, we need to appreciate what he is in his virtues and what he has done to produce the church to be his expression. In a very real sense, Christ's garments, his virtues, have produced the church as his expression. And both his garments and the church are full of sweetness. In Psalm 45, the king typifies Christ, the queen typifies the church, and those around the queen typify the believers. In this type, the queen is not a single individual person. She is corporate. The believers are both the constituents of the queen and the honorable and beautiful women. The situation is the same in Revelation 19:7 and 9a. Verse 7 says, "Let us rejoice and exult, and let us give glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready." This verse speaks of the wife of the Lamb. However, verse 9a says, "Blessed are they who are called to the marriage dinner of the Lamb." This verse speaks of those who are invited to the Lamb's marriage dinner. The wife, the bride of Christ here, is not the church, but the overcomers. The guests are also the overcomers. This means that on the one hand, the overcomers are the bride, and that on the other hand, they are the guests, the bride of Christ. Therefore, is actually the group of overcomers.